have a pen called a milk pen?
Mm-hmm. That was just the corral where we kept the milk cows, and we put them in there when you milk them. You couldn't walk up to a cow in those days, and milk, she had to be a place where she knew she couldn't get out.
Uh-huh.
And most of them. That's what we used our corral for, and once in a while put saddle horses in there. If they didn't just come and use 4 or 5 saddle horses, they'd put them in there if they wasn't ready for them right then. But most of the time they'd bring up the saddle horses and just rope them out of the bunch, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's what we mostly used our corral for, was just to hold the milk cows and calves.
Well, when they got those board fences, what did they call? Paling fences? Picket fences?
I don't know. I just really don't. Because I just never was around them, and I don't know. I don't think they ever had many of them around here. I suppose now around yards they call them picket fences. I've read of picket fences, so I suppose that's what they called them.
Uh-huh.
But we just never did happen to have any. Yeah.
Did you have many stones around your house?
Many what?
Stones?
No. No, it was all just pretty.
And let's see, you mentioned when you used to walk down the hill before you got the ram, you got your water from the spring, you turned it in the bucket.
Uh-huh.
What did you milk in?
Just the younger ones would have a small bucket, but the older ones would have just a big old milk bucket. And that's what we always called them, about 2 or 3 gallon bucket.
Uh-huh. Made of tin?
Usually, yes. Granite, I was a great big girl before I saw a granite bucket.
Mm-hmm.
They were just mostly tin buckets. And I know our cooking utensils, till I was a great big girl, all of our kettles that we cooked in were iron.
Mm-hmm.
And the skillets were all iron, mm-hmm. all of them. And they're good old skillets yet, too.
Oh, you bet.
I can tell you, they
take,
are.
Take that heat and spread it
all
over.
But I know Mother used to have tin pans that she would bake wild grape cobblers or something like that in. And you didn't dare leave those, sit in those things, or you'd sure get poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have very many of things like that, because after Mother found out that it was dangerous to use them, she just wouldn't have them.
We're lucky in the way that we didn't have those.
Oh,
today,
yes, right? We are. Listen, we are lucky. And I can remember if you leave tomatoes or corn or anything like that in a tin can, you'd get tomato poisoning. We didn't know what it was then, but we knew that you didn't dare do it.
What did you put your leftovers from the table in, that all the things that you didn't want to save? Just scrape those into something?
Yes, usually. In Dad used to have big old candy buckets that he, after we got hogs, he'd carry that down and feed to the hogs. Swill bucket, he called it.
Uh-huh.
All those things.
Oh, didn't they smell?
mercy.
Didn't the hogs run when you started
out
there?
Oh, yes. They enjoyed it. But I did despise those swill buckets, and Mother did too.
What did your mother stir with when she used a big, deep kettle?
Big old iron spoon. She had a big old iron spoon.
Big, long one.
Uh-huh, great big, long-handled one.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, some of us get that old iron spoon to go out and make mud pies with or something. Children, which one of you has had my iron spoon? I can hear it say it. I'll tell you, women didn't have very much to do with in those days. Now, I tell you, I look back and I, no ice or anything. But now our butter that we kept down in the spring house,